Our recent Anzac Day commemorations have stirred the imagination and detective skills of our resident super sleuth, Beachmere author and historian, Karen Warwick. Morning, Karen.
Morning, Debbie. Well, you might be interested to know that I'm starting to investigate the military history associated with Beachmere. First up, and you'll find this in book two, is Trooper Charles Frederick Milman. He was born in North Adelaide in 1864, the son of James and Emily. After his father's death, Emily remarried and the family relocated to Mount Barker in South Australia. By the 1880s, Charles had moved to Queensland where he married Lily Alsop. The couple later established a dairy and cheese factory along the Beachmere Road at Beachmere. They had two sons, Henry and Frank. Charles was known as a skilled horseman, often competing in local race meetings. With the outbreak of the Second Boer War, Charles returned to South Australia. Lily went home to her family in Brisbane with her boys. Charles enlisted in the 3rd South Australian Citizen Bushman Contingent, a mounted infantry unit raised largely from rural volunteers. Now, this same unit included Edward Breaker Morant. Trooper Milman, service number 65, embarked on the Maplemore for South Africa in February 1900. The Bushmen were deployed into rugged terrain, suited to their bushcraft and horsemanship. These units were engaged in the Boer fighters with fast-moving skirmishes. On the 31st of October 1900, Trooper Milman was wounded in action at Kaffir's Kraal. He died of his wounds the same day, aged 36. Letters sent home in November confirmed that he had been buried at Jacobsdal with full military honours. His grave was originally marked with a simple cross bearing his name and unit. His remains were later moved to a military cemetery in Zendeling Post, which is in the Jacobsdal district. Back in South Australia, his name was added to a memorial in the cemetery of St. James Anglican Church, where his stepfather, Henry Robinson, had been buried only weeks earlier. The base of the memorial bears a poignant excerpt from Decoration Day, a poem by Joseph Merrifield written in 1870s to honour fallen soldiers. It reads, "And when in turn we too shall lie beneath the sod our feet are pressing, then other breasts shall breathe the sigh and other lips pronounce the blessing, and other hands than those of ours shall strewn our heroes' graves with flowers." Until next time.
Wow. We have some fascinating local stories and we should be grateful for the work that you and others like the Woodford Historical Society do to keep these stories alive. Karen Warwick, Beachmere author and historian, keeping our community connected. Listen again on the 101.5 FM website and search podcasts.